Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 WMFO Medford. You just heard Jara by the Fleet Foxes off of their newest album titled Shore. And I played the song Can I Believe You from that same album last week. And it was a surprise released, I guess 2 weeks ago now. So it was a few days before my first or second show back from the long extended summer break. But I'm still working my way through that album, and that's the, I think, the fourth song off of the album. And I really enjoy it so far. I wasn't the biggest fan of their album before this. I believe it was called, just look it up. It was called Crack Up. There are a couple good songs that I quite liked, but I think as a whole was not my favorite. But this one's quite good, and I definitely recommend checking it out. So yeah, so we have a great show planned for you today, featuring artists such as Mr. Bob Dylan, some Tame Impala, as well as a couple birthday tributes that I will talk about more later in the show. But first, I'd like to give another shout out to my grandma, Miss Debbie Knight, who is up in Newburyport. I mentioned last week that she had a medical operation, and she is doing great and recovering in the hospital. So I believe that one way or another, one of my family members is there with some sort of iPad or iPhone or some device to broadcast the show. So hi, Grammy, and I talked to her this past weekend and asked her if she had any requests for the show, and she said she wanted to hear some Glenn Miller. So without further ado, here's a couple songs from Mr. Glenn Miller. Thank you.
Mona, come closer, shed softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like some time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart, I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, you heard In the Mood, followed by Moonlight Serenade by Mr. Glenn Miller, who is a big band composer and I believe a trombone player. And those were dedicated to my grandma, who's still, as I mentioned, recovering in the hospital, but is, as I've heard, doing really well. And I'm thinking about you, Graham, and I hope you enjoyed those two songs. Next was To Ramona by Bob Dylan off of Another Side of Bob Dylan, which is, I believe, one of his earlier albums. And that's one that my dad used to play around the house, and he still does quite a bit. But I remember it from my younger days, listening to my dad play that one. You know, him playing all those Bob Dylan and Beatles songs, too, is the big reason why I'm such a big fan and so inspired by their music. So that's one of my favorites from Bob Dylan. And then lastly was Mind Mischief by Tame Impala off of Lonerism. Lonerism is their second album. It's interesting saying there because they are technically a band, but in the studio, it's basically just Kevin Parker, who's their front man. He plays all the instruments, does all the recording, the producing, the mixing, as far as I know. And he's a genius when it comes to all that stuff, and incredibly creative. And the albums that he produces are you know, mind-boggling and really, really incredible. So that's, I guess, one of their earlier albums. And I think that's one of their most famous songs, at least from that album. I hear a lot of Beatles in him. I feel like he sounds a lot like John Lennon, and his style is very, very similar to some of the more psychedelic later Beatles works. But I think it's you know really, really great music. So for the next half, as I mentioned, going to do a little bit of a birthday tribute. I think on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken, was both Bob Weir and John Mayer's birthday. And if you are unaware, I think starting, I want to say like five years ago, maybe more, I think it's 5 years, John Mayer stepped in and started playing shows with three of the living members of the Grateful Dead, which is includes Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and Bill Kreutzmann. As well as bassist Oteil Burbridge, who he played a lot with kind of the later era Allman Brothers, and Jeff Chimenti, who's played in a lot of post-Garcia kind of Grateful Dead, I guess revival bands is maybe the right word, but the kind of, you know, post-Garcia Grateful Dead projects with a lot of the other members of the Dead. So they started touring, and they've toured every year since, except for this year, unfortunately. And I think they had some pretty awesome shows lined up, and it was very sad that they had to cancel that tour. But it's some of the most fun concerts I've ever been to is John Mayer up there jamming with some of the old Grateful Dead guys, and, you know, playing all their old songs. So I think they've developed quite a friendship along the way. So every October 16th, they post on Instagram about each other, and It's pretty cool. So they do share a birthday, and I figured what better way to honor that than to play a recording from one of their shows together. And this one is actually one that I was at. It was pretty cool that they released the audio from the show. So it was TD Garden in Boston from November 17th of 2017, and it was so it was kind of like a fall run that they did. I went with my dad and my uncle, and it was a really, really great show. And it's been super fun to be able to listen back to that recording and listen to the album that they posted or released on Spotify. So this is their version of Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo, and I think they do a really great job. So this is a little bit of a tribute to Mr. John Mayer and Mr. Bob Weir, and I'll get to that after a quick PSA.
Hi, this is Little Steven for Rad. We all got to party now and then, but we've got to let somebody else do the driving. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive with somebody else who's been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Just as plain as day, could not be denied. turn and then you get gone. You never leave a trace to show your face, you get gone. Should've turned around and left before the sun came up again. But the sun came up again. I was a killer, was the best thing.
Toledo, and the rain was falling fast. those long, lonely nights. Sweet dreams to you. And time after time, I go back to that morning. And the water's so fine. Sweet dreams, Melinda. Sweet dreams, Melinda. The summer days we knew, laughing down by the water. Sweet dreams to you. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams, Melinda. Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 WMFO Medford. To recap, first was the birthday tribute to John Mayer and Bob Weir, and that was Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo by Dead & Company from their November of 2017 show at the TD Garden, which I was lucky enough to be in attendance back when concerts were a thing. And hopefully they will be again sooner rather than later. And I know personally I can't wait till they are. And after that was another one, just a little tribute to John Mayer, continued, I guess. That was Assassin from Battle Studies. I don't think Battle Studies is his most famous. I know it's not his most famous album for sure, but he wasn't really on my radar when he released that. I was pretty young. But I do like that song quite a bit. And that album's quite good as well. But I'd say it gets outshined by some of his others for sure. And lastly was Sweet Dreams Melinda by the Trey Anastasio Band. And that is live at the Fox Theater in Oakland. From November 3rd, 2017. So actually the same month as the Dead & Company show of the same year. Which is interesting. I didn't know that. But I really like that song, and I thought of playing that because I think I mentioned last week or the week before that throughout most of quarantine I had been sitting down and watching the Fish live streams every Tuesday night. It already started, so I guess it's on its third week this coming Friday. The Trey Anastasio Band is having a residency at the Beacon Theater in New York, and playing live shows, obviously with no audience, but a full band. I think they had a portion of an orchestra. I don't think it was not a full orchestra, and I think it was six or seven or maybe even eight players joined them. So I think he's supposed to have a bunch of guests, and it's on Twitch, so there's a bunch of comments that come through. And he responds to the comments in real time, and I got to see some of the one last week, and it's pretty sweet. It's really a really cool thing that they're doing, and I want to say it's for at least all of October, maybe even into November, but I'll have to look that up. But it's a cool thing that they're doing, and I highly recommend checking out those live streams on Friday nights. So that's about all the time that we have today. As I've been mentioning, I do have to get out a little early just to leave some space for the next DJ to come in with minimal contact. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, be sure to tune in next week at the same time, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and I will send you off with one last instrumental song from Nickel Creek. Until then, I will hope you have a great week, and see you next Monday.